Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Paleontologists have long sought to understand the extinctions of mammoths, saber-toothed cats, and other megafauna. Larissa DeSantis, assistant professor of earth and environmental sciences at Vanderbilt University, explains findings that are shedding light on how these giants lived right up until they died.
To this day, it is a mystery as to why so many large animals went extinct approximately 12,000 years ago in North America. While changing climates and/or human overhunting have been recognized as the primary causes behind these extinctions in large herbivorous animals, it is unclear as to why giant predators, including the American lion and saber-toothed cats, went extinct. Prior studies have painted the picture that times were tough during the Pleistocene, as carnivores have a higher incidence of broken teeth as compared to living carnivores in Africa, suggesting that they were desperately consuming entire carcasses due to limited food. Our research aimed to develop another way of assessing carcass utilization, or bone processing. Specifically, we examined the microscopic wear patterns left due to the processing of food in African carnivores to confirm that the micro-wear patterns we observe are consistent with known diets. Subsequently, we applied this method to extinct carnivores at the La Brea Tar Pits in Southern California. Based on prior tooth breakage data, we assumed we would see evidence of bone processing, especially in the American lion, of which nearly one-third of all specimens had broken canines. We actually saw the exact opposite pattern. The American lion showed an avoidance of bone that is analogous to cheetahs today. The saber-toothed cat, previously thought to avoid bone because of its large saber-like canines, appears to be most similar to the modern African lion, which at times does process bone. Further, if we look through time, we don't see any evidence of tough times requiring complete consumption of carcasses. In fact, the American lion actually shows the opposite pattern. Overall, we see no evidence for limited food. These carnivores were living the good life, at least up until the very end.
That was Larissa DeSantis of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.